USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There was bipartisan reaction on Capitol Hill to President Trump's removal of U.S. troops from Syria. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has introduced a resolution denouncing Turkey's invasion of northern Syria and urging President Trump to reverse course.
I hope the administration is trying to mitigate the damage done by the decision to withdraw from eastern Syria.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer agrees, but he's much more forceful in urging the president to take action.
There are ISIS prisoners escaping who aim to do harm and the United States.
Former Ambassador William Taylor provided lawmakers with a detailed account of the way President Trump wanted to put the new Ukrainian president in a public box by demanding a quid pro quo. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
New charges for 11 of the parents in the college admission bribery scandal. Last week, prosecutors gave a warning to parents that are still fighting back. Plead guilty or prepare to face new bribery charges. And four of the parents did decide to change their plea in Boston federal court. Prosecutors then dropped the hammer, filing another bribery charge against 11 of them, including actress Lori Loughlin. On the eve of its quarterly earnings report, Boeing ousted the head of its commercial airplanes division. KIRO reporter Heather Bosch.
Kevin McAllister, president of Boeing's commercial airplanes division, is being replaced. This follows changes to the company's executive team, including removing Boeing's CEO as chairman of the board. The company said it did that so Dennis Muilenburg could focus on safety and getting the troubled 737 MAX back into service. McAllister's parting words praised Boeing for its commitment to safety. Heather Bosch, Seattle.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
If you're on Obamacare, your rates will be dropping next year. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Rates for those using healthcare.gov to get their coverage will be dropping by an average 4% in 2020 in 38 different states. It's the second consecutive year of lower rates. Six states using healthcare.gov will see double-digit drops. And in 2020, 20 more insurance companies are joining the federal exchanges, bringing the total to 175. So the number of states with only one carrier will be dropping from 5 to 2 next year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced that Congressman Elijah Cummings will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol before his funeral. She said the 12th-term congressman from Maryland will lie in state Thursday in the Statuary Hall, which will be open for public viewing. Beforehand, there will be a formal ceremony for invited guests only. Cummings died on Thursday morning at Johns Hopkins Hospital after long-standing health problems. On October 25th, a wake and funeral for Cummings is scheduled to take place at the New Psalmist Baptist Church in Lokern, Maryland, where he worshipped for nearly 4 decades. President Trump ordered all flags on federal government grounds to be lowered to half-staff through Friday as a mark of respect. He was 68 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.